STR hosts, quiet calendar. We're fixing that in 1 week with our booked and profitable listing audit bootcamp.
It's 4 live trainings for $49. Bring your listing, calendar, and pricing. We'll walk you step by step so you know exactly what to change to show up higher in the algorithm and get more bookings.
Last round just landed 7 bookings in a week. Alex tweaked her title and grabbed a holiday weekend within hours.
Doors close on September 12th, so grab your seat now. Want personal eyes on your listing? Upgrade to VIP for direct feedback.
Tap the link in the show notes or go to thanksforvisiting.com/bootcamp. Thanksforvisiting.com/bootcamp. Save your seat now and then check your email for prep checklist and live session dates. You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation
and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, we have welcomed thousands of guests from over 30 countries, earning us over $1 million and garnering us thousands of five-star reviews.
We love sharing creative ways for your listing to stand out, serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode, we will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry.
Or we will share our stories of our own experiences so you can implement actual improvements to your rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home. STR hosts, are your bookings slow or pricing feels like guesswork for you? We are fixing that live in our booked and profitable listing audit bootcamp.
Last round, Jess landed 7 bookings in a week. Alex tweaked her title and got a holiday weekend within hours. We'll show you exactly what to change to show up higher and get more bookings.
You get 4 live trainings for just $49. Bring your listing, your calendar, and pricing. We'll walk you through step by step. And if you want personal eyes on your listing, you can upgrade to VIP for direct feedback.
We start on September 12th, and when doors close, so secure your spot right now.
Tap the link in the show notes or go to thanksforvisiting.com/bootcamp. Save your seat now, then check your email for our prep checklist and live session dates.
Hello, welcome back to another great episode. My name is Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are
Thanks for Visiting. And this is the Hosting Hotline. If you want to get your hosting questions answered here on the Hosting Hotline, be like Jan today and go to hostinghotline.com, ask your question, and we'll answer it here on the podcast every single Tuesday. They are so fun to hear what's on your mind, the different creative endeavors you're thinking about, and Jan might be the most creative question we've gotten to date.
Hi, my name is Jan and I'm calling from Tucson. I just talked with another STR host for the first time. She contacted me because she bought a home on the same street as my listing. And we found out that my home has a hot tub and hers has a pool and a putting green. Together, we think it's the perfect combo for any season. And we thought it might be fun to suggest that both houses could be rented at the same time. We list on Airbnb and Vrbo. Any suggestions about how we might do that? We both listened to your show. Thanks so much for all the great advice.
Jan.
Thanks for being a
Jan
listener.
Jan and Jan's new neighbor.
Friend. Thanks. Host friend.
Host friend. We love that. Also, Jan, we went to your website.
So cute.
So good. We'll actually share it here. Madrona Stays?
Yeah, I think
dot com. MadronaStays. I said that really weird, but we'll make sure it's in the show notes. And we're going to give you some love, so hopefully people can book with you.
Yes, everyone Jan. Go check out Jan. She's actually, she's got property in both Tucson and the Pacific Northwest.
Yeah.
And they are gorgeous. So gardening good. Is next level.
They are
beautiful.
And Jan, I love that you went on a little sabbatical and then you went on a permanent vacation. I'm here for that.
You did.
So good. Let's dig into the creativity, the things to think about, and how we could make this, as we like to call it in Thanks for Visiting, a parent-child listing, so to speak. So you've got your house and your neighbor's house.
Well, that's it. Are they neighbors?
It sounds like it's down the street. So the first thing that's kind of tipped Sarah and I off is we've got to make sure that, number one, we love the creativity.
Yes. But congrats on, let's do some easy wins here. And Annette and I love simplicity. Congrats on building your hosting network, Jan. And also tell your friend, your new friend, congrats on that too. And that's the thing. We don't have to be competition when there are other furnished rentals on our street. We can actually help each other and let that network be our net worth, whether it is partnering up in terms of renting them out or sharing guests, maybe you're booked and whatever.
I mean, pricing data.
Yes. All that stuff can be really helpful. So getting together with your fellow hosts, especially in your direct market, is so smart. And it's also hosting can be lonely. And that's how Annette and I, when we met at the city council meeting and then we got a coffee and then we got a drink at a bar.
And that was all in the same day, by the way.
Probably.
Right? Because we were like, oh, you'd like to talk about sheets and towels. Oh.
Sheets and towels.
And then our second day, I was like, can you come organize my closets? Because I know guests are looking in that.
And I was like, please let me organize your closets.
And like I turned around and I turned back and they were organized and I'd been fumbling in them for 2.5 years.
And then I probably tackled all your kitchen cabinets and your drawers.
Hey, I had that stuff together. It was the closets that were my issue. But my drawers are good. Okay?
I make my own issues.
Yeah, you create your own.
I'm like, the fork should be on their side and they should be spooning each other. Yeah. Okay, so anyway, Jan, I really hope your new...
Spooning leads to forking, Sarah.
No, Annette, this is a G-rated...
That's a dad joke.
...podcast episode.
Okay, Jan, we gotta help her.
Okay. So congrats on that. And I hope you guys continue to connect. I think that's brilliant because your networking is very powerful. And we love the creativity of seeing opportunity with you don't have the pool and the putting green. She doesn't have the coveted hot tub. So it is never stop dreaming, never stop thinking about different ways to leverage your properties, work with other people, offer something to your guests that you don't have by partnering up. If Annette and I didn't do that, we wouldn't be here today almost at 500 podcast episodes almost 6 years later. So you never know where partnerships can go. A bigger step, though, is turning this idea into a professional setup, Jan, because what you need to consider are the financial sharing of that revenue, if there are any tax implications and making sure that you keep that clear. And there's liability implications that you'll also have to figure out. If someone's on your friend's property, but it's a booking that includes your home and they get hurt, you know, what does that mean for you? What does that mean for her? When it comes to where the money flows, are you guys opening up a separate business banking account? Is it just, you know, you invoice her for those stays? How does that work? You'll have to do some deep work too on having that listing. Hopefully this combined listing, that calendar you'll have to be strategic on when to offer that over the individual properties, right? So that, let's say, you know, she's having a harder time getting booked because her pricing isn't as on point as yours is, Jan. So then, but that this calendar is creating difficulty with you getting, I mean, you just have to make sure that everything is dialed in. When you have control over all of that, it's much, much easier. But I'm assuming that she'll still do her own management of her home, and how you guys will sync up will have to be really thought out.
Mm-hmm. And that probably just sounded like difficult and a lot of things to consider. And it's because it is. I am someone that jumps full body in, not thinking all the way down the line. And that's what we want to help you with here is the idea of like, thinking all the way through it. And what we want to offer you right now is, what is the result that you and your friend are looking for? Because there might be another way to achieve the result, which obviously is giving an amazing stay and amazing amenities to your guests. But I'm assuming it's you want to increase your bottom line. So is there a way that you two could work together on what your ADR is in your individual properties? What are those amenities bringing in for each property? Because maybe you can show her the math that a hot tub makes sense for her. Maybe she can show you the math that a pool makes sense for you. And then you can add that equity to your homes also. So I just want to really dig down into what is the end result that we're looking for. And if it is the revenue, I think we could achieve that by you guys still keeping your property separate, but using your brains together. And there might be an opportunity just with dynamic pricing and making sure your property is priced right, that you guys can go ahead and increase that revenue. And it's also one of those things, are people, I really think we need to listen to our guests. Are people asking you for a pool? Are they asking you, like, I wish there were more rooms? You know, do you have, I would start with, hopefully you have an email list. Hopefully you have, you've been hosting, Jan, it looks like for a long time with a lot of different properties. This is where you would want to book, you know, it'd be a lot easier to communicate this via direct booking, sending out an email, opening the calendar like a year in advance saying, hey, do you want to have your family reunion, your family trip, you know, and reserve like the both of those listings together. I think you really need to think bigger about it of how can you guys market this yourself instead of just letting people happen upon it on the OTAs, because I think it's going to be easier to explain to guests, especially if you aren't right next to each other, and what does that look like? And I also want to warn you, we really want to keep our neighbors in mind, because that might be a, I'm interested if they were sharing amenities, what does that activity look like in your neighborhood of someone with towels going back and forth, who knows what they're doing in each of these, you know, water areas. So just kind of thinking holistically about the impact on the neighborhood too.
My ideas that might be in the middle of what you're thinking, Jan, is if there's an event center or a big wedding venue in your place, and maybe sharing with them that both you and your friend
would be willing to,
you know, if they got a big wedding party, that if, you know, year in advance, they want to book your friends and yours at the same time, they would book yours separately.
The winner.
But be really close on the street if it's close to a venue like that. Or maybe it's not even a wedding venue. Maybe it's some sort of, you're in Tucson, so I don't know if there are outdoor activities, things of that nature, where people kind of come in bigger groups and they want to stay together.
They have the gym fest. Isn't that Gym, G-E-M Fest there?
Gym Fest? I don't know.
I love that idea, Sarah, of wedding venues, any sort of like convention center, things like that. Hey, is corporate coming in? Do they need multiple places? That is the way to go and offer the two stays. And like Sarah said, you offer them both. You can make sure your pricing is in line, but you each get the reservations, but they view you as a combo deal. And then the numbers stay separated. And also maybe you guys do some local advertising together. Like that's a way to share too of, you know, maybe if it's print or something like that, or even if it's digital, you could have it show both of your properties with your links, but you could share in the marketing fee there, the investment in the marketing.
And I definitely don't want to poo-poo your idea, Jan, but ask Annette. So she's the everything's always awesome, and I'm like, everything's always going to go wrong. And here's my question for you, Jan. And I'm sure if your friend is also a thanks for visiting listener, I'm sure this isn't true or likely, but, you know, does she have the same ethos as you do when it comes to how guests are treated? Are the reviews going to be similar? Do you both have the same mission and brand standards for your property? Because if you were to do a joint parent-child listing, there should be some through line in terms of your ethos and how you both run your businesses, and some similarities there, and make sure that you work well together. Mm-hmm. And so maybe while you flush this out with your attorneys and in your insurance broker, and figuring out what that calendar tie is going to look like, you both see how you work, if you work well together by doing these joint marketing efforts, by going together to these event centers or the wedding venues and seeing how you jive in terms of bouncing ideas off each other.
I have a really great place for them to start, Sarah. Okay. We have our boot camp coming up.
Oh, yeah.
come to go to thanksforvisiting.com/bootcamp. Yes. This is for everybody. But Jan, have your friends sign up for it. You sign up for it. Both of you work on your listings together. You'll have a person that's on your same street.
We'll have workbooks that you can print out and work together on it.
And this would be a really great way for you guys to audit your listings together, audit your calendars, audit your pricing. I'm telling you, this is the place for you to start together. It really will be fun. And then again, we're going to be up-leveling your property. And so that way, if you do go to do the parent-child, your listings will be on par with each other. And all of the tips, the tricks, the action items that we are going to give you during the boot camp, you and her can do those. So when people go to your listings, they won't seem antiquated or different, because we're going to give you exactly what the top tier hosts are doing in markets across the US and the world.
That's such a great idea. It will be so fun. Jan, thanksforvisiting.com/bootcamp. We'll put that in the show notes. What I'll also put in the show notes, Jan, is because I don't want you to stop dreaming. I don't want you to stop just asking yourself really good questions. I'll put the links in the show notes that point to our parent-child listing YouTube videos that we've got, so you can learn more about how you could do this. Since you both have two different addresses, you'd have to pick one of your accounts and have an address, but then work out how that, you know, the photos of the other listing and making sure that's very clear. Just think about all the logistics as you explore this joint venture with your friend. But again, it doesn't have to be this joint venture. It could be a variation of it too, but I'll tag those resources in the show notes.
Okay. Another tip I'm going to give you, maybe you and her do a little mail piece or some letters to your neighbors. And if they ever want to sell their houses, you guys go on a joint venture that way. So you own a home on the same block. I say, let's take over the whole block. Let's buy up the block. That's what you can do. They're obviously, both of the properties are in your buy box. You guys are already in the same lane. So seriously, please, please keep dreaming with her. And we want to know about it. And for those of you that don't have a friend down the street like Jan, also in our boot camp, you need to be there because you need to find somebody. You need to find your Sarah. You need to find your Jan. You need to find that person in your area so you can become stronger and the most professional hosts that any guest could stay with in that area. And in our boot camp, there is so much community. We're going to have, we're going to show up live, you know, live with hosts from all over. We're going to have a Facebook group where you're going to see where people are from. Please, it goes down in the DMs. Make a friend there. Get coffee with them. Look at your pricing together. We are off. That's, you know, boot camp. Of course, we want you to audit your listing, but we want you to audit your network of professional hosts.
Ooh, that was good.
So please, like, I would argue one of the most valuable parts of coming to the boot camp is the community. It's very hard for us to sell that, because until you meet someone that you connect with, we can't put that value on it for you. You have to do that yourself. But we will create the space for you. We will create the community, and we are excited for you to join it.
With that, I am Sarah Karakayan.
With that,
I love it.
I was so excited.
You
are the community.
You are jazzed up. Should we try that one more time?
We should.
Okay. With that, I am Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant.
Wait, can I just pause for a second? You guys, back when Annette and I first met, so we were Jan and our new friend, and we were like, let's start an in-person meetup here in Columbus. And when I tell you, we took it from 0 to 1,000 in a very short period of time. We invited a city council guy to come speak, and we were like investing our money.
It was a packed house.
We invited.
Standing room only.
How did we even get people there? I think we ran ads.
We bought pizza.
We bought pizza and soda.
And we had an open bar. And, well, we didn't pay for the bar. You had to pay for the bar. So I guess that's not
cash
an open bar.
Cash bar.
And we ran Facebook ads.
Okay. Packed house. Okay, everyone. Annette and I get up to the front of the room. Again, our friendship is fresh. It's not, it's like maybe 6, 7, 8 months in. And we get up there and I'm like, hi, I'm Sarah Karakayan. And Annette goes, hi, I'm Sarah Karakayan.
Well, wait, I think I might have introduced myself first.
I don't know.
But I, like, public.
She was Sarah, though.
I was Sarah. And everybody knew. They were like, okay, that's weird. And what's so awesome is, like, whenever you think about public speaking, you're like, okay, my name. When would you ever forget your name, let alone announce yourself as someone else?
It was so funny.
It was, but now it's a good story. And
it was always a good story.
Yeah. And now it's just getting better with time when I continue to make little errors here and there. But you know what? While we're having so much fun, we need to tell everybody. During our boot camp, we have a welcome party. It is the highlight of my.
We didn't know it would be the highlight of your boot camp experience, but we had a tech glitch on our very first boot camp. It was, not fun for us. We were sweating.
literally sweating.
And we were like, okay, we'll have another welcome party tonight. But the way that people at the boot camp were like, sure. That was the best. Like, that was so much fun to hang out with other hosts. A lot of you don't know how fun it is to hang out with people who love what you love.
Yeah, it's your people.
And so I can't believe obviously we threw the welcome party, so we knew it would be fun. But the feedback we got from having this kickoff to learning, we just know that we've created this community of people who are nerds just like us.
Plus, I really like to give away things during the parties.
Yes, we now have like a team
we
dedicated.
We have a gifting team.
Because we never know when Annette is going to go rogue.
Now we know. It's just going to happen every time. Right. So it's not rogue anymore. It's very predictable.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Should we go now?
Yes, we should.
With that, I am Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant.
And together we are Things Riveting.
Wait, what is happening?
I don't know. All right, everyone. Okay. We'll talk to you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for additional information about today's episode. And please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week.
Short-term rental hosts, booking slow or pricing feels off? We're fixing it live in our booked and profitable listing audit bootcamp.
It's 4 live trainings with us for just $49. Bring your listing, your calendar, your pricing. We are going to walk you through step-by-step so you know exactly what to change to show up higher in the algorithm and get booked more.
Want personalized on your listing? Then all you gotta do is upgrade to VIP for direct feedback.
Recapping seats and doors close on September 12th or when seats are gone.
Tap the link in the show notes or go to thanksforvisiting.com/bootcamp. That's thanksforvisiting.com/bootcamp. Save your seats now and then check your email for your prep checklist and live session dates.